All right. It's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta Styles, kicking it with Six Eyes and the squad, Prince of Pride and Joy, Dr. Clayton, Mr. Nikhail. Let's get everybody going. It's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta Styles. What's up? What's up, folks? How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah. All right, we're going to have a great show, the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Video Network. What up, world? How's everybody?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
All right. Pride and joy. And let me first start off by saying a very, very, very happy 18th birthday to Yaya, our very own Pride and Joy's daughter, 18 years old. So happy birthday from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And
thank you so
much. Chad says hello, happy birthday. And Chad's going to be spending big. Chad is going to be spending big. So y'all stay tuned for that. So we're going to have a great show once again. This is Kicking It with Six Eyes on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Pride and Joy, the squad, ATL, Nicole, Nikhail, the Wolf Gangs. Everybody, just a great show we're going to have as always. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. And this is National Women's Month. So we want to just say congratulations to all the great women out there doing a great job. Pride and Joy with her business. Great job from you and like all the women out there in the world doing great things. And it's a great thing, you know. Women are great, and they're running things, you know. So it's a beautiful thing, you know. If Biden doesn't hold up, then we'll have Kamala Harris in there, you know. But if y'all remember, she ran the country for about a couple of hours. Y'all remember that? Anybody remember that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, she ran the country for a couple of hours, and you know, it was an increase in Pearls and Chucks Converses. So I hope all you women out there have your Chucks and Pearls. You know, that's a fashion statement that Kamala Harris started. So we're going to see who has their Pearls and Chucks here as we celebrate the women. Evangelist Clayton, hopefully she's here. And once again, shout out to the squad. And we're going to have a great show, man. How was everybody's day today?
I had a good day today.
Okay. All right. So let's check in with our mentals. Start off with the queens first.
Well, as I said before, I'm doing good. My mental is awesome and amazing and glad to be here.
All right. Glad to have you. All right. You got any more females? Any more queens on the line? Anybody don't speak at once? Okay. Well, with that, my mental is great. We start with the kings. My mental is great. Going to be having some cocoa in a minute, so I'm very excited about that. ATL, how's your mental?
Oh, my mental. I'm sitting here distant. It's real good. Great.
Okay. All right. And hopefully the Wolf Gang stopped by. They'll be here if they're not here already.
We're going here. Okay. I got somebody coming in. I think somebody else will speak. All right.
Okay.
4817.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm okay.
All right.
My mental is it's so-so. Of course, you know what's going on. I'm just praying for my mom. Other than that, I'm good. I mean, I guess you can say my mental is awesome, but my mind is with my mom and you know, focusing on her well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we got you. You already know Mama Tyler, beautiful lady, And God has the last say. You know, God has the last say. You know, I mean, anything is possible. You know, and she's still with us. She's still with us, and that's the most important thing right there.
Right.
You know.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Amen to that, y'all. I'm sorry to hear that, Ms. McHale. I know Six Eyes. Let me just drop this on y'all. I'm going to play some stuff tonight because tonight, this day, yesterday, and as far as yesterday and today, one of the major banks, Silicon Valley, lost 60% profit. The CEO was fired.
Okay.
I have to say this, and I know a lot of people, so I'm going to kind of break this down. We are about to be in a storm if the government doesn't really bail them out. Or the other option is something I'm going to play later for you guys, is the new currency of the AI technology taking over your funds institution.
Okay.
And I don't know if a lot of y'all heard of cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah, this is something that they've been working on this line. I'm one of the major lawyers, and one of my major partners knows the major lawyer who wrote the book for this. This is where they do away with the dollar. They do away with real money, period. All real money is gone. I'm going to go into this tonight. I think it's worth going into. First, I'm going to play the video for everyone to hear so you kind of can get an understanding on where this is going and where we're going to be by 2025, which also I know a lot of people have been hearing about the 2025, talking about Medicare might be in a retirement funds might be all in up in the air. So this is something that they're saying into this is what's going to address all those things. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball back to you, 6,000. I know there's a lot of things I want to talk about. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you on a new phone? Because you sound very clear today.
I'm on the same phone. It's just that I'm in a different room today.
Did you have dinner?
I have not got a chance to have dinner.
It kind of sounds like you're eating your phone. I mean, that's just how it sounds to me.
I'll just blog start where I apologize for that. I'm so sorry. It sounds like I'm phone, y'all. It costs too much to have these phones to eat them, y'all. I mean, you pay a lot, you might as well, but seriously, you don't want to eat your phone. But I just think that this conversation, what I'm going to play later on, I don't want to be the main faction because there's a lot of other things to get into with a lot of things. First thing, in sports world, I know we got – but I tell you what, I'll let my girls tell it, the sports world, because we got a lot to go into tonight.
Yeah, we got time. Before you do that, though, that's the same thing, you know, with the bank bailout before. Now, one thing about banks, banks' money is insured. I mean, they're insured before us, actually, because they borrow our money anyway. They borrow our money anyway. So this is the same thing that Barack Obama did when he bailed out the banks when they had the stock market crash. And when they had the stock market crash, remember they had that? They had the real estate. That was all back-to-back. And Barack Obama bailed out. So basically he gave money that was already insured anyway. So you know the people just pocketed that money. And like I say, Biden is doing the same thing. The main thing with these banks are they borrow our money, they invest our money, and then you have situations like this. But with all the money that Biden has given for Ukraine, now they've given planes. Now this ain't no toy model planes. He's given planes. I'm talking about high – planes to Ukraine, weaponry, trillions of dollars, to Ukraine. Okay, America always has to be big brother. Okay, and it's kind of like leaving your window open in America. They leave our windows open. Okay, but yet they got, you know, all the top security over there in Ukraine, and the fact they're over there helping them. Well, what do you all think about that?
We got to follow the money on Six Eyes, and that when we talk about Ukraine, most of that money we're talking about that's going into Ukraine is about what we're talking about with the banks and the new current cryptocurrency. China and Russia basically are the ones, and some of these other countries are trying to push for their own currency. Even Africa the last week or two has said something and it kind of shook some demons up. They said they want to take their natural resources to back their own currency. So basically the currency that we're talking about is a new currency, cryptocurrency, is supposed to wipe out all that. They don't want to ever have economics or this is. But all this is leading to that. But also when you say Ukraine about the money they've gotten, you got to remember this is one of the places where they have helped pull seed, and the people who work, some of the scientists and stuff that work, live in Ukraine. Some of the main factoring of the product for us to take the vaccine came out of Ukraine. A lot of people don't know that. So Ukraine is really one of the major bases for the vaccine. So that's why you see that much money going over there. That's what a lot of people got to understand. A lot of times politics is said, they don't tell you the whole story, the whole frame. So the billions of dollars that Biden was sitting over there, he was sitting it over there to the people who actually vaccine came up with the idea of putting the vaccine for COVID. So now, does that make sense to you actually now listening to it from coming from this view? This is what I want people to understand, that because that's the true logistics of that, the logistics of that. Plus, the Ukraine war and what's going on is really a struggle between the currency. A lot of people say they want, because what Ukraine wants, if they can get, I mean, if Russia can get Ukraine to be in their thing, it'll keep their belief of their own currency going. But the European,
the thing about Ukraine and Russia, they were once buddies, okay? So it's kind of Tupac and Biggie. It's kind of like Tupac and Biggie. I'm trying to explain it, you know. And then when they fell out, because one got a little bit powerful than the other, you know, Ukraine started to stand up. Russia got jealous. Okay, so then they started a war. So Russia became the bully and started bullying Ukraine because Ukraine was getting power. Okay, and that's the same thing,
getting,
you know,
power
in the music world. I'm not done yet. So the music world with Biggie, which we just celebrated his birthday, just celebrated his birthday this past March 9th, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it was March 9th. He had his birthday. But it's the same thing with them. Tupac and Biggie were friends. Ukraine and Russia were friends. And then, like I say, once Ukraine started gaining power, that's when Russia started bullying them, and then they went to war with one another. You know, and it all doesn't make sense because it's over resources. I mean, any war that's been fought in this country has been over resources. Oil. It's been over petroleum. Resources. It's just been over resources. And I don't think no soldier's life, man or woman, is that important for them to have to go over there and fight for these resources. I don't. Because, you know, they don't send their family over there. You know, the president, if he had a son, well, he do have a son. So, what's his name? Hunter Biden will never go over there to fight war because when you're the son of a president, you're exempt from going to war. You know? So I just find that unfair that they're going over there to fight that war. You know, anybody. In any war you can think of, it's not cool.
I will say this on Joe Biden. Joe Biden did have a son that did go to war and actually did go over to a war. So one of the sons did.
Okay,
But I will say what you're saying is a fact, and what you're saying is true statement.
but Ukraine, and you gave the great analogy of Tupac and Biggie. It's almost like rich and poor, middle class. And one thing is, if Ukraine has a lot of power, and they were getting power, and they have more influence power, so that's why I believe that all name. And they're not going along with what Putin, and this is why this thing is going on. But as far as the war concerned with China, and people have asked me the other day about this war, because we're talking about we might be going to war with China in 2025.
Hold on, for 1 minute. Before we get deeper into this show, can you check the phone lines? Because we had callers that tried to call in last week, and they weren't able to get through. So can we check the phone lines before we go any further, please?
Yes. If you push 1, I can bring you in. I'm not for sure.
Thank you.
I have a lot of callers who's in queue, but not really have added to come into the conversation or have not
called.
Yeah,
if you want to be on air, please press the 1. And welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I will say this. Back to what you were saying.
Good afternoon. Is that Ms. Clayton?
Good afternoon, Ms. Clayton.
Thank you. Am I back muted again?
No, you're not muted. Welcome.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay. Okay,
welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. Had to get you in there. Ladies and gentlemen, Evangelist Clayton, renowned evangelist and singer. Welcome. I want to say happy National Women's Month to you. We're celebrating all women all month, all year. I mean, it's not just going to be for a month. Here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we are celebrating all the great women all year round here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, and you all will be honored here on the station. So all the great women of the Six Eyes Radio Network, you will be honored, and just, you know, all the women around the world. Thank you for your greatness.
Thank you for having me on the Six Eyes Radio Network, one of the hottest radio stations in the land. So I'm grateful to be here tonight. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Always a pleasure. And we will be boogieing. Chad is here. He's making cocoa, so he wants to know if anybody wants cocoa besides me.
Yes, Chad. I like cocoa.
Okay. Chad, that's 2 cocos. Anybody else want cocoa? Anybody? Pride and Joy, you want cocoa? You want cocoa?
Are they deep?
Lewis, you want cocoa? Anybody else?
You can throw me a cocoa. I take some cocoa with some cream in it. Some nice Cardassian cream.
All right.
So I want to finish up on this point, what you were saying about Russia, what I was saying about Russia and the United States going to war. And a lot of times when we war, I think that we got to understand war sometimes don't have to be political. Sometimes it is what we want you to do or what I want you to do. So this war that they're predicting in 2025 has a lot to do with China probably trying to require Taiwan. Same thing as what you're seeing Russia's trying to reclaim Ukraine. But at the same time, politically and really, United States have been, there's a lot of China bought a lot of United States property across this country. So it would not do well to go for China for its investments to basically attack America in any way anyway, because it hurts them because they have investments in America. The reason why the United States wants to go to war is because we're going back to what I was saying, that the new currency, cryptocurrency. I want people to listen to me. New cryptocurrency. Today was a very interesting, since Silicon Bank crashed 2 days. You watch people in L.A. all over across the country, rich, middle-class people, run to their bank and take all their bank out of the money because they're scared what's going to happen, take their money out of the bank, out of those banks that they're associated with that. and airlines all over this country. No, but it was quietly. Not a lot of people knew this was going on. You had to drive past to see the lines of certain banks. You're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So it's a scary thing. One of the billionaires said today, came out and said, if America is going to push forward, it's the policy of holding the money and keeping the money to say they need a bailout from Biden. They need a bailout. And that's because what's coming is next. It's not city, just because some more banking, it's a lot more banks going down. So the banking industry is in trouble. Mm-hmm. They're in trouble. And the reason why. Okay, go ahead.
So here's my question, ATL. If our deficit is not balanced, our budget is not balanced right now, so how are we going to bail out the banks, yet our budget is not balanced?
Right.
How are we going to do that?
And this is the question a lot of people ask. You got to remember, we have a Federal Reserve that just prints money. They can write money regardless whether the President of the United States, whether any Supreme Justice or anybody, they still print money. So that was something that was just said by a multi-billionaire investor that said that they needed to do that. They're probably not going to do that, do a bailout. And I more likely think they're going to let it fall. This gives to scare the banks now into crypto. Currency policy. Now, like I said, I do want to play it now if I can, but I do want everyone else to get acclimated to the show. I do want other people to hear this conversation, because once I play this, I'm going to play it out loud for y'all to listen to it, and I just hope y'all get a chance to understand why they want this. And this is not a dream. This is not something they're just coming up with. It's already in play now. They really want to move to this as soon as possible. They want this to be...
May I say something before you play that?
Yeah.
That just behooves you, us, and I, and they. If you don't have a safe deposit box in your own home, and I encourage people, you know, you got all your money in the bank, you know, and and some like to see them zeros at the end in the account. But if you, if the bank can hold your money, why you can't be a better person to hold your own money, you know, and you don't have to let your left hand know what your right hand doing. But it behooves every household deposit box, one that you can purchase, that you can save your own money. You keep account of your own money, you know, instead of you seeing the zeros in Citibank or Capital City Bank or Bank of America, of Envision or Union and all of these reserve unions, why not get you?
Mm-hmm.
You're a better person that can count your own money and know what you got and who's safe to watch over your money to know what you got and what you're bringing in and what you got in your own account.
That's so true. Thank you for that. And you know what? It makes a lot of sense, Evangelist Clayton. Because even if we go back to the movie Soul Food,
exactly.
So if we go back to the movie Soul Food, when the kitchen caught on fire, remember when the kitchen caught on fire and everybody talked about why come out the room when that house caught on fire? When the kitchen caught on fire,
right?
And they say, well, why is he not watching TV? That man had money stuffed in that TV. He had money stuffed in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, I can remember my grandfather. Now, my grandfather, I never known him to sew. He had money. He had money in suit jackets. He had money inside the lining of the jackets. And a lot of older people, if you were crafty enough, the men, and well, I'm sure some women are crafty too, you know, good with a spatula, and they hid money inside the wall. They hid money inside the walls, and if they didn't hide money inside the walls, they made an incision inside the mattress. Forget putting the money under the mattress.
Exactly.
But they had money inside the mattress.
That's right.
Now, a little compartment, and that's where they hid their money. And then watching an episode of Unsung, with Hell Melvin and the Blue Notes. I mean, because this is a music show. And we had, you know, Teddy Pendergrass has been on here singing, you know, and you know, and it was an episode where he said he had Teddy Pendergrass had went to him some money, and everybody said, well, why did Teddy Pendergrass go solo? Well, the reason being is because he came to Melvin, which was the singer in the Hell Melvin and the Blue Notes, asking for some money, and he said he looked inside the room, and he said when he lifted that mattress, it was stacks of money there. He pulled off, I think, a couple hundred and gave it to him. Hey, this is all I got. And he said he's seen how much money was under that mattress. That's when he broke away free. You know, so it just goes back to your point, you know, to have cash on hand at home. You know, and like I said, the old traditional way, money inside the wall, an old TV. Under the mattress, or even smarter and crafty, an incision inside, bless you, the incision inside the mattress.
That's it.
So that
That's
makes
it.
A lot of sense.
That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, you know, they make it, they drawing interest off of your money. You know, you ain't seeing it, you ain't getting out of it, but they're drawing interest off of holding your money. You better to can hold your own money, because when those banks close down and those banks down, you ain't able to go and get nothing. You can't even go get your own money. You know, we had a terrible hurricane here, Hurricane Kate here in the state of Florida. And the banks and all those things, and that made me really, that made us really, really, really think. You couldn't even go to the ATM machine, swipe your card and get nothing out, because we had no lights. The lights was out for about 3 or 4 weeks. You had no lights. You had no way of getting anything. You couldn't go in the bank and get it because it was closed. You know, it was closed because of the hurricane, because of how devastating the hurricane was in the state of Florida and Georgia. So you see, when devastation hit, then you go and say, well, now I got to go to the bank, but you can't go and draw anything out. Who better can go to your own safe deposit box and take out what you want to take out and leave in what you want to leave in? I'm completely.
That is true. And now, I mean, they've gotten so sophisticated now with these safes. I mean, they can tell you, what's in there. Just like these refrigerators can tell you when you're low on milk, you're low on juice. They got banks. I mean, they got safes that can tell you, okay, you got $5 in there. You got $10 in there. They can tell you. You know, so it's just the same as having it inside the bank.
That's it.
You know, but it's inside your home.
That's right. So you don't have to worry about nobody being behind you in the ATM line watching what you take out and then come right behind. And if you don't clear it out, they come right behind and swipe out your account. So you got all kind of thieves and smart people.
Yeah.
Everywhere now, you got all kind of smart people and putting guns to your head and taking your car and taking your money at the same time. So we have to be mindful at the gas station when you swipe in your card and you don't clear it out. Surely you don't clear it out. Somebody else comes right behind you and fill up right off of yours because you didn't clear it out off of your credit card, and you wonder, I didn't get no gas, I better, I didn't get this. But then that's because, see, we get so careless. We're getting so careless now until we're not clearing out and we're not cleaning up where we done went and used something. We're not cleaning it up. So we have to be mindful. We have to put our thinking cap on. We think of anything else. Why not think of safety net for yourself and your loved one and your family? I'm completed. Did we go off air?
No, we're still here. All right.
Okay. I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, his call got dropped. Okay, so I'll go ahead. Got to bring it. Bring in some people. All right. And I'm glad what you said about money. That's some real facts. But
unfortunately, when I play this video, I'm trying to find it, go through it right now. The cold currency of cryptocurrency is to end money altogether. They will get rid of useless cash. They will not be able to lose useless cash. So cash will no longer have a value to it. So that's what this cryptocurrency is facing. It's going to be put in a position where you're dealing with the banks. It's a unique situation. And like I said, I'm trying to find it right now because I like to play it so y'all can hear it.
And you
like
know what? I've seen people use that cryptocurrency, and they come and try to
make No. This is not the same thing. This is a different thing. They call it American crypto government. It's just different all the way. They say it, and I just want to find the video right now. They want to do this because this is to help probably people who they feel they need the nanny state, and what I mean the nanny state is somebody to tell them what to do with their, you know, what to do and what's right and wrong and all that. But like I said, it's going to cost us the freedoms for these things to work. What's going on? Let me see. Okay, let me see this. Okay, no, I don't want to see that. Okay. But while we're sitting here, y'all, we're going to get some music playing. I'm going to play some music. Let's hear.
Are they there? Mr. Cole?
Wow, we wait for Six Eyes to get back. Let's play Mr. Morrison version of Tony. It never rains in Southern California. All right, let's get it.
Till I get there, just a kiss and squeeze and hug and girl, you know the rest, 'cause they tell me to love you, baby, and they tell me. Maybe I'll take a flight out tonight, and you can pick me up about 8. I don't know what airline, girl, but I know. Now I can't sleep at night by my side. That day will come for us to be together. I'm not worried about a thing, not even told me when I much to talk about a lot of catching up to do. I'll bring the diamond girl because I'm so into you, and they tell me that's just what they don't need. Now listen here at your place, let's take a week's trip for two. We don't have to go too far, just as long as I'm with you, 'cause they tell me. Kind of guy,
All right. It's your boy.
All right.
It's your boy. All right. Hey, Six Stars, you back. No, that was Dalvin Morris, man.
I thought that was your album. I thought that was you. When is your album coming out? We've been waiting.
Yo, that's my boy Dalvin Morris out there doing a remake of Tony, It Never Rains in Southern California. So, you know, we got some snow. Yeah, you say never snow, it snowed too. So. But hey, Sister, glad to have you back. Yes. We played a little set there. It was weird. She was Miss Clayton was closing out, and then you were gone. It's all good. You got back. You're back.
So y'all didn't hear what
I had.
No, I didn't hear anything.
No.
You say it.
Oh wow. I was just So you heard me talk about the wallet and the in the pocketbook for the women, right? That with the RF.
No.
You didn't hear?
None of that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you were talking about how they can just be in line while you're shopping and steal your information from your card.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Well, they have these wallets that you can get that has a shield, a field, where they can't penetrate get to the strip on the card, because a lot of people just have their wallets, you know, in their back pocket. And all they got to do is, you know, scan. So like a little laser, and it gets your information. So then you get ready to get some potato chips, and you don't have the money to get them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they have wallets that has that feature where they can't scan your card.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get those at definitely. They got them at Walmart. They got them at Amazon. You just type in. RF reflective cards, wallets, and definitely.
Are you saying R like an RF? Yeah, because definitely that is feasible.
Yes,
RF wallet. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. RF wallet. Because my father he got one for me, and it's just like I said, it's a little more expensive. But like I said, for what you'll lose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With them stealing it, you know, it don't compare. It don't compare.
Right.
So you just
That's
get
right.
that, like I said, where you are shop. Definitely Amazon has them. Walmart.
Okay.
And you know, any kind of little specialty stores you stop at shop at, just let them know you want the RF wallet for the women, pocketbook, and the wallets for the men.
Yep. Okay,
yes,
I got you. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And how's your mental? Because you came on later. So how's your mental this evening?
My mental is extraordinary. I thank God I got an opportunity to see my granddaughter that flew in from Dallas, and she'll be flying back out tomorrow. She flew in yesterday evening and visit with family friends today, and she'll be leaving back out on tomorrow. I came out on a business trip and be leaving out tomorrow, but I'm grateful. I thank God for the opportunity we got to spend with each other, the minutes and time, and just thank God, you know, for that time, you know, where you can have just a little time to spend with your loved one and your family, friends, and loved one, and just to be able to encourage one another. I'm grateful, and I got an opportunity to talk with my spiritual son that was on our Six Eyes Radio Network last year, Mr. Donnell Davis, and he has recorded another CD, and so that is about to drop, and God is just using him tremendously. God is using him tremendously, you know, and he has went viral. It's what's ours, so I'm grateful. And I just tell God thank you for what God is doing, because without Christ, we can't do anything. So my mentor is fine. It's beautiful. And that gives me the strength and the encouragement and see the miraculous work that God is doing in all of our lives. And I'm grateful just to be here with you all on 6 Hours Radio Network with DJ ATL and Mr. Cole and Ms. Pride and Joy and all the rest, Wolfgang and the rest of them. And it just gave me great pleasure just to be
amused and to be signified. Amen. Just to be known with the Six Eyes Radio Network. I'm grateful to be here and my message beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you for asking. Amen.
Thank you. Definitely a pleasure. Definitely a pleasure.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're here. Celebrating National Women's Month, but we're going to do it here all year at the Six Eyes Radio Network because women do things not just a month, but every day. So celebrating all year round. And we got to see if there's a National Men's Month. I'm sure it is. So we'll take care of the women first, and then we'll be celebrating. But, yeah, but it's about you all right now. If you just joined us, the phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. We are here. ATL, can you check the phone lines again, see if we got any new callers? Don't want to leave nobody out. If you want to speak, please press the 1, and we'll open your mic.
All right. We all sounded up. I got everybody on. Not, I believe, and nobody else is calling and want to be on. So basically everybody is in. So I've got this thing queued up. I'm ready to go ahead and let people hear so we can get an idea of what they call cryptocurrency. It's a video that's put out that I have that actually explains what this is all about. So is it okay for me to go to it now, or are we going to go to Entertainment Report before?
Okay, are we ready for entertainment news yet?
Yeah, we're ready with the entertainment news. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for our entertainment news with our very own Pride and Joy here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right. Welcome, Pride and Joy. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing fine. And I hope each and every one of you that are out there, that you guys are doing just fine as well. And today I'm going to be going over to the TV show called Strange Thing. When we have said something one time before about one of the guys that worked on there, and this time it's a female. Her name is Grace Van Den, and she's on Stranger Things. She's the star. She said that she's been turning down a lot of acting gigs lately. And the reason why she's been turning down a lot of acting gigs is while she was on the set, she had somebody to sexual assault her. She's 26 years old, and he had brought some more girls in and talked to the girl and asked the girl to go to her. And when she went to her, she asked her about a threesome, of having a threesome. And you know, she really, really took it bad, and she said that it's affecting her work, it's affecting her job, because she don't want to, you know, she don't want to be there no more. And she said, you know, from now on, she's going to have it where she takes her job. You know, she don't get nobody else. They was picking people, you know, to pull jobs for them. So she said from now on, she's going to go on and she's going to start doing her own jobs and things, because she didn't like that. And she said that it really did affect her job and it affected her on the set. But now she's doing her own thing now. So just let them know that, you know, when we on these jobs, a lot of things can happen. But just like she did, we have to report it, because a lot of times women don't want to report it. Men definitely don't want to report it, because, you know, they don't want nobody to think that, you know, they gay or something like that. They don't want to report it. So just saying that now, you know, we have so much information that is out there now that we can talk to someone the same day if we really need help. So I'm just saying now it's better time to, and they're more prepared and they have more technology out there where we can get to people and we can talk to people, and we won't have to feel like a job that you don't went to school for and all that, you just at least have to just leave it and quit. Don't quit your job. It's too much information that is out there for us. So that was my first story for tonight. Is it anything that anybody have that they would like to say on it?
Well, nobody
should be in an environment where they're
like that.
You know, they can't work.
Right.
And that's not cool. You know, and these directors and everything, I mean, this falls into the Harvey Weinstein situation. You know, if you can't meet at a restaurant, if you can't meet anywhere, you know, it's a saying. It's a saying. After a certain time, only two things are open.
Right.
Denny's, and I won't say the other thing. But, you know, you don't put yourself in a situation. And, like I say, Harvey Weinstein should have known better than to have these women come to his hotel room in a bathrobe. In a bathrobe. And if these women can't work in an environment with these TV shows, I mean, maybe they need to have bodyguards with them. Maybe they need to have, I mean, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't, but these TV directors won't be trying this. You know, if they didn't do a job, they didn't do a job.
Right.
And that shouldn't be. You know, that shouldn't be. You know. So that's my take on it, and I pray that she can bounce back from this and start to work again.
Right.
Because that's a lot of pressure when you have to do a reality show and being pressured by the director.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not cool.
Anybody else have anything they want to say?
I'm complete.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have anything they want to say on us? All right,
anybody?
Y'all, we'll be going to... Anybody?
Wow. Okay, well.
What'd they say?
Anybody? Yeah, can y'all hear? Wow.
I'm looking at the board. Nobody, I got people queued, but nobody wants to speak.
So you don't have anything to say about that? Wow.
All right, y'all, next topic. Okay. We're going to go on, y'all, to the next topic, and the next topic is RuPaul. RuPaul is speaking out because, you know, he has a show, and the show is all about drag. So he's speaking out because people want them to cut the show off. They don't want them to be having this show on. They want them to cut the show off. And so he's saying that, no, they shouldn't take his show off because he's been working on this show for the longest time and they've been doing it. And he said he's not going to let no bullies run him off of this show. So they're saying that this show is really powerful. This show has really helped people. And it get great ratings on this show. Plus, you know that he also has a game show as well called Lingo. So he's saying that he has done a lot, you know, and he's really done a lot to the, you know, LGBT, a lot for them too as well. And everything is going good, and, you know, people are really turning out great for the ones that win and for the ones that don't live. They have awesome lives, and they're not going to let nobody come in all of a sudden and start trying to change them from them being the top show on that network. But now wanting to change it and want them to come down, want them to pull it down. They're saying it's not right. So what do y'all feel about this distraction? They call it. It's a distraction.
Okay, first off, let me say this. Okay, so this is where the people of the show, interactive, answering questions. I'm not going to be the only one up here answering questions. Everybody, mics are open. For the people, they have a space where they can be comfortable. I mean, they should be able to have their reality shows. They got all these other reality shows, Love and Hip Hop. They have this, they have that. And these people need to have their lane too.
You know, I mean, it's bad enough that they're considered an outcast anyway. But now to be bullied and have their voice taken away, I don't think that's right. I think RuPaul, you know, should have a right to be on TV just as well, but don't be bullied by these big network people. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it. So I hope he's able to keep his show and go from there. I'm complete. Is there anybody else that want to comment on this? ATL, Evangelist Clayton, Mikkel.
Okay. I'm right here. ATL, I'm here.
Would you like to comment?
What, make me a comment on what they were talking about?
Yeah, the RuPaul.
And they also won an Emmy, too. They're Emmy winners as well.
See, this goes into a longer topic that I don't want to go into, but I will say this on top of it. We have, you know, it ties in with so much other things, and I really don't want to go long. I'm going to make it brief. I think they should have a right to have the show. If there's people who don't watch the show, they should be able to have access to it, even though they want to end it because it's basically explaining to people about the LBG community. I do believe there should be some education that should be put out there to how to deal with people, and I think it's important on how you deal with people to move the future. But at the same time, there's only two genders, and I'm going to leave it at that. I think that's what we need to realize, that there's only two genders. That's it. There's no other thing else in that, but there's two genders. It's a man or a woman. There's just part of it. The parts, just two genders. There's no other side or anything. If they do have one, it's one and one and one, but it's always only two. For human rights, life, human people, there's only two genders. There's no other thing else of that. You're either a boy or you're a girl. And that's just the way it is. So I'm going to go ahead and move on because I definitely want to get to play this cryptocurrency. So I'm going to let you go ahead and play.
Well, we're going to let you play a little cryptocurrency. We're going to let you play that. But here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we have listeners from all over the world. And the Six Eyes Radio Network is a non-judgmental station. So we do have listeners of all ethnicities and all, what would that be, groups? So, you know, we support everyone. So I get it. You know, but like I say, they have their lane, and I mean that's just that. I'm complete.
And may I? Definitely, you're right, Mr. Six. You know, and I say this: everyone has to give an accountability for who they are, who they are. In life, whether we like it or whether we don't like it or not, and you're right, DJ ATL, you know, when God created man, you know, he made a woman for man and man for woman, you know, and I never seen where from Genesis to Revelation, but I do see in the book of Leviticus where he says that a man should not live with another mankind and a woman should not live with another womankind, but because we have indifference, and I'll say this, I can't give an accountability for our indifference. I can give an accountability for Evangelist Clayton and my lifestyle and my walk and my talk. But everyone has to give an accountability for who they are, or who they think that they are, or who they say that they are. I'm not here to pass judgment either, and we do have a right to our opinions. We have a right to our opinion. Everybody has a right, whether you're little, big, or whatever the case may be. You know, known, unknown. A name don't make anybody big, but it's a life that you live. And the life that we live doesn't belong to us. The love that we have to give, whether it's black, but without green, orange. You know, it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to Christ Jesus. So So, you know, I'm just here, amen, as a piece that God has put as a part of the puzzle, you know, and I may not talk like the next individual. I may not walk or look like the next individual, but what I have to say is just as important as A, B, C, D, E, F, G, N, H, I, J, K, and L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, S, Y, and Z. So, you know, we definitely sometimes we want to be hush mouth, then we agree with something that appeal to us that may not be right. But one thing for sure and two things that we know, my name is who my name is, your name, our name is who it is, and we all have to give an accountability for our action and whose we are. I'm completed.
I have a question for you. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Oh.
So now in the Bible, I mean, and you're an evangelist, so you can answer this question better than I, but in the Bible, they don't identify God as man or woman. I mean, that we don't know. So with that, maybe this is why people are thinking like they think, because if the one we look up to the Most High isn't identified as male or female, I mean, he's, I mean, you know, flip a coin.
Right.
You know, so I'm just saying. I mean, it might have something to do with it. What do you all think?
You know, and let me say this too, Mr. Sitch, because you know, and you're not the first one to ask this question. You're not going to be the last one. We don't know, but we know the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, three and the one. So we know what His Word says. We know what His Word says, but we also know too that in the Bible, in the Word of God, that there were men laying with other men that was in the Word of God. You know, we know that. We know that they didn't want, you know, they was willing to give up their daughters, but they wanted the little boys. They wanted the boys. They wanted all the male children. They wanted all the male boys. You know, and so they were doing these things, you know, that's why Sodom and Gomorrah, they was doing these things in Sodom and Gomorrah. So we definitely know that there was some things that was going on in the Word of God as well too. But God definitely, you know, and you're right, we don't know whether he or she. But then, you know, because some of the passive says her. You know, as Jezebel, you know, Jezebel, we know when they spoke on Jezebel, you know, we know they called Jezebel, laid and played with it and everything. But then they listed her as a her, you know, even though male can be Jezebels as well, too. And so, you know, that just simplified the letter. So that's why he said, all things, get an understanding. And that's why he said, judge he not. Ye be not judged. So, you know, when I hear the pass judgment, we just get to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So definitely, you're definitely right. You're definitely right. But then we got to know as well, too, the life that we live. May our life speak for it, that we live to the best of our ability in all these years. You know, I'm 60-some years old, late 60s. You know, so I'm just grateful, you know, because on this journey that I'm on is a learning journey. You know, I'm evangelist, I'm a pastor, but I'm on a journey of learning. I don't know everything. We don't know no pastor knows everything, no apostle, no bishop knows everything. So we're on a journey of learning. But then if we stay. Amen, in the realm with Christ. He won't lead us wrong. He won't lead us wrong. You know, so you're definitely right. You know, you're definitely right. And, you know, that's no excuse that we can try to use it as an excuse now, because we talk about it. But, there, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. And we know, you know, it went on in the Bible, in the biblical days, and our fourth fathers and fourth mothers back in the B.C., days, you know, and so, you know, we here today, and that's why so many people have so many questions to
talk about lost books, talk about the lost books, but then if we can't do anything with the books that we have and get it understood, that's why he said all things, no different what it is, just what we're talking about tonight, that we get an understanding in it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Okay. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're enjoying 6 Hours Radio Network. Do we have any more entertainment news? Or would you like to sing for us? Being a National Women's Month.
Okay, we're going to be moving. Go ahead.
Would you like to sing? Go ahead.
We're going to be moving on to Janet Jackson, Family First. What's your life? You still talking? You still talking? I'm sorry. Oh, I thought he was still talking. But anyway, we're going on to the next story. Janet Jackson, Family First will continue. Janet Jackson is getting ready to go on this big family tour.
Oh,
and she's letting a family come out and go with her brothers. You know, she letting them come out and they're going to go with her. And she's going to have this big old tour that she's doing. And she's, like she said, family is first. This is a time for them to, you know, kind of like reunite and everything while they're on this big trip that she's going to be taking. So she's going to be having this big tour. And like I said, her 50th anniversary is what it is. Her 50th anniversary in entertainment. She got 30 years for the Janet album and 25 for that Velvet Road. So they're going on a big trip. So what do you guys think about this big trip they're going on? Because, you know, all of them haven't always been with each other, and some of them have been mad at each other, and now they all going to come back on this one big tour and work together.
Hey, we got Janet here on the with us. Hey,
you
Janet.
Got her?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Woo.
You ready?
Yeah, I think it's great.
I'm fine. Thank you, Six Eyes, Evangelist Clayton, Pride in the Joy. Six Eyes, mm-hmm. Somebody's in my garage. Hold on. I just want to thank everyone here from the Six Eyes Radio Network. I love this station.
Okay. Well, thank you, Janet. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Star Paul.
That was nice. May I say something on that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I'm just thrown by that. You know, when there's been animosity and anger been in the family, not only Janet family but our family as well too. And I think when we can put indifference to the side and that we can come together as a family in a reunion. And this is a part of healing. This is a part of a breakthrough for some that may have felt rejected or may have felt neglected or may have felt as an outcast or may have felt bitter, that this is a way that they can come together and reunite and can hash things out without anger. You know, and to be able to put their indifference to the side. And I think any family, all families, not only the Jackson family, the Clayton family, the Neal family, the Young family, the Mr. Six Eyes family, and friends and loved ones, that we can come together as a unit to put indifference to the side and come together as a family. Because united that we stand, divided that we fall. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And not doing it for a show or fashion, but doing it because you're trying to make a mark and you're trying to heal and you're trying to be delivered and you're trying to survive out of things that have taken place in families that have caused distrust and that have caused separation. I think it's a beautiful thing. I'm completely.
Yes, ma'am. All right. We're going to take a music break. Janet on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. to me, girl.
Yes, yes.
Right now.
Someone who's in control, happy 18th birthday to Yaya from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Y'all up there dancing? Huh? Yeah. I was reading. Finish reading.
Uh-oh. All right, Chad.
Oh, there we go. Let's go.
Oh, he's in here dancing. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Right after this song, we have to continue with the entertainment news. Go ahead,
uh-huh.
Chad.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chad.
Yes, Hannah.
Right, all right, Chad. Go ahead. You, Pride and Joy. All right, 2023. Chad. All right, thanks, man. Thank you.
We got 2023 together again. Tour begins with the collaboration of her brother Randy Jackson to reunite the band over 40 years. So he's going to get everybody back together And they're going to do this last. This is going to be her last one that she's going to do. Welcome to her fans, her life. Now we're going to move over to the next one, and we're going to.
May I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So she's retiring now? She's retiring from the music business or recording? Is this her last tour?
She actually written a book, and I think that's her way of getting them to go ahead and read this book that she's writing at the same. She's writing this book at the same time, and she's going to be traveling. All of this is going to be done at the same time, so she's not quitting. She's going to be doing all of it all at the same time. Then she's going to end.
Okay.
Yeah, she got a tour and everything going on, and she already started on the book.
Okay. So she's writing a lifetime book. The song that you just played, Mr. Six, Billie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Behind that song, Billie Jean, who was Billie Jean? Was that a friend or was that someone that was close to the family or something?
Okay.
What was
here's the story behind Billie Jean. And I actually have the CD that explains this. And I got this CD from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's actually a silhouette of Michael Jackson. The CD is like in the shape of him, but it's a CD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said the concept behind Billie Jean is somebody saying that he's the father of two twins. So he's the father of two twins. Sisters. So this is the concept of the song.
Whoa.
Yeah. When I find that CD, because it's here. I just have to dig it out and play it for y'all. But he talks about that song, about the concept, how that song came along.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. One thing about Michael Jackson, he's a very creative individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I've heard there was a story behind the Billie Jean, but never heard the story behind Billie Jean. So what was that about? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to that. Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. And anybody that just joined us, hello. Did I hear AJ or am I losing it? I thought I heard him.
Sounds like somebody was playing something. Play
something. Okay. Well, if you just joined us, welcome to the Six Odds Radio Network. All right.
Is he coming with us?
What'd you say?
Yeah, I was trying to see, was he coming with the tape that he wanted to play before I go on?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for your crypto segment? We got oh, my God, we got Jermaine Jackson. Well, I guess he's not ready. So one more song. Here is Greasy. Here's Jermaine. All right, Chad, he's ready for another. He's dancing again. He's dancing, bringing everybody cocoa. There's yours, Pride and Joy. There's George Evangelist Clayton. There's yours, Mikhail.
Yes.
There's Pride and Joy. There's yours, ATL.
Okay.
Get it,
you
Dad.
Ain't bring you none this time.
I got my cocoa right here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Make sure all of us have.
Yep.
Drink together.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Chad.
Good night.
Go ahead. He just did a backflip. Go ahead, Chad.
He bad. He's doing his own thing, but
yeah.
He down to get himself.
He got about 30 songs in his iPad. Got about 30 songs.
He dancing against himself, huh?
Go ahead, Chad. Love you all.
You cut.
Okay, I see Chad getting down. All right. So what? So
right.
So who won? So they work as a team now. They're not doing a battle anymore.
They ready? Uh oh. One more. Uh-oh. Here they go. 5 minutes to the song. He's ready. The battle. All right. Uh-oh, LeVar started it off. Okay. All right, LeVar. All right, he's dancing around Chad. Now he just pushed him away. Okay. All right. Chad brushed him off. Now Chad's back in there. All right. Now Chad is wiggling. He's moving. All right. Just push LeVar. Saddle me no more. Okay. All right. All right, Chad. Get him, Chad. Jelly bean, I'm bad.
Cool J.
Want to battle Cool J? Crazy. Caught in my bed, drunk.
You crazy.
And your ego drunk. Good, it's a shame. They call me insane. Plus I'm paying them $4 or $5. Busting a bonton. Then the bar die. Put my rack on the shelf. Proving I'm bad. Plus a pen and a pad. Oreo, eat Chad. Cookies, I'm bad. Wanna battle me and Jackson? Oh, forget it. Uh-oh. Double backflip. Battle me. Why try? Don't tell mommy bye-bye. I will never get wet when I retire. I get worshipped like a whole battleship. I'm Chad. I'm bad. All the dancers know. Teaching how to be hard. You try to dance, you get to dance from a ride back. I'm bad. Give me that walkie-talkie, which is Chad. And you'll never beat me, so don't even try, Lamar, because I'm too bad for ya. Understand? I'm bad. Six Eyes Radio. Happy birthday, Yaya. Buy a big one for ya.
All right, all right, Chad LeVar, thank you, thank you, thank you. Six Eyes Radio Network. Y'all get up and dance.
That's why.
You know what I mean?
Great.
Online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Radio Network. Y'all over there dancing? Y'all dancing? Take that, take that, take that, take that, take that. Bad boy. All right, all right.
I'm addicted to the
all right, are we ready for this crypto story with ATL? All right, hey, we're going to keep dancing. What y'all want to do? Y'all want to do?
Is he got his thing ready?
What y'all want to do? I can do this all night. What y'all want to do? All right. Do we want to wake up anybody? Do we want to wake up anybody? We got any more entertainment news? Do you want to hear Teddy Pendergrass for your mom? What you want to do?
I'm going to go ahead and finish this entertainment news out.
Okay.
All right. So the next entertainment news is, a student of the game says, I quit NFL and now earn just one-tenth of my planned salary after career change. But this was always my mission. Ricardo Sevilla quit pro football after playing just two seasons in the NFL. At the age of 34 years old, he earned just one-tenth of the salary he brought in as a star in the league. Ricardo Silver swapped his NFL career for something completely different. He went on becoming a, y'all got it? Geometry teacher.
Wow.
He played for, wow. Right, he played for the Detroit Lions in 2011 and 2012. He earned his salary amount, but he didn't get it all because, it's like he said, he only played a little while. So he decided in 2013 he went to play for the Carolina Panthers and see if they didn't play him any games. So he thought of what he could do. So he decided just to quit and go in and be a teacher because that's something that he always wanted to do, and he said that was his mission. So he's a teacher.
Wow.
Now, instead of making
geometry
all that money.
Is hard. Geometry is hard.
Huh? You say what now? I know. And yeah. It
yeah.
Can, yeah. It can be, yeah. He's on the Carolina Panther team, too. Too bad for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Remember this song?
Yeah.
Song. Thank you. Any requests you want to hear? Any songs you want to hear? What you want to hear? What you want to hear? Any requests? Any request? Well, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. Perhaps everybody is sleepy. I don't know.
No, no, I'm not sleepy.
Okay, you got any requests you want to hear? Want to play Teddy Pendergrass for your mom?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can wake him up. You want me to wake him up?
Yeah, wake him up. You got to play them some kind of music to him. Wake him up. Wake him up. Play this song. Play Wake Up, Wake Up, Wake Up. Play that song.
By Bone Thugs
they
and
might
Harmony?
Wake up. Yeah, they
by
might
Bone
wake
Thugs
up.
And Harmony?
Not really that one, but you can play that one.
Well, you know what we're going to play? Because we just had Notorious Big just had been gone 26
yeah.
years,
mm-hmm.
so we're gonna play that Notorious Thug. So here we go. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. Outside of Wayne Chungin, here we go.
You got it?
Uh-huh.
Hypnotize.
Not just my beyond, just in way.
I put it in Miami, D.C. prefer
not to be
all every booty bottle. One and a half. If I
right here. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Ready Word.
Oh, yeah.
Six Eyes, remember, is Notorious B.I.G. Christopher Wallace. 26 years since he's been gone.
Yes.
I always taught you that you can have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Because the sky's the limit.
Thank you, Mama.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight? I'd like to welcome on the stage, lyrically acclaimed. I'd like to jump in.
You want to see the inside? I see you later.
They come to trouble. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Blah.
Why you punching me in my face?
Stay in your place.
Play your position. They come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watch. That whole block. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew. Or they might be next. Look at that man's eyes. Big man, they never try. So we roll with them. Roll with them. I mean, loyal. Nigga put me nuts at lunch. Counter with my counter, talk to how to burn the block apart.
breaking down into sections. Struck by these selections, some use pipes, others use injections. The rain sold separately, friend the deputy. Trust the damn, I took the risk to let my dick to protect my position, my corner, my layer. But we out here, labor hustlers, prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better thing, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter to try to play, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the phrase, God's the limit. Motherfucker. What you want to hear? What you want to hear? What you want to hear?
You got it. I don't know. You can still play what you... You better hurry up because your time going to be running out.
Well, I guess it's just us here. I guess ATL is working. I don't know where Evangelist Clayton went. I don't know where Nicole went. So, hey, we'll finish the show. All right. Let's wake up. Let's play this for your mom. She likes Teddy Pendergrass.
Mhm.
So which one? Which one? Which one? What she want? What she want to hear? He made a lot of songs.
Yeah, he made a lot of them. Just play one.
Okay.
I couldn't find that in your acoustic live.
No, we got it, we got it, we got to perk it up.
Yeah, you perping it down. You perping it down. We trying to perp it up, perp it up, hey, perp it up, perp it up, perp it up, perk it up, hey, perp it up, perk it up. Perk it up, perk it up. Perk it up, perk it up.
Thank you.
another boy.
Go and join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. JOIN, the Six Eyes Radio Network group.
Join now.
Drinking some cocoa.
I mean, it takes up too much of your time, but just so I get your ring and see how you're doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me his story the other day. Said you were still looking good. Something that you did ask about. I've been really meaning to try to get to talk to you for now, but you know how a man tries to come back and try to pull your shit off. Try to guess. Brian Joy?
Huh?
Guess whose birthday it is?
When, today?
Yes.
No.
That was the 11th.
Oh, my niece.
Happy birthday, niece. Hold on. Here it is.
Who birthday is it? Who birthday is it?
You about to find out.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Red Dress Bunny DeBarge from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And hello to Adeline Mama DeBarge and the rest of the DeBarges from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hey.
Bunny DeBarge from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm back. Boy, I'm still doing security. I know I'm still working, guys. That's why I. So how's everybody tonight? I see music. How's dancing? So are y'all ready to hear this video now about this, or do we need to hold it for next week? We'll do it next week. Because, I mean, this is an educational, and I believe this is going to be mandatory in the next. It's going to be implied more soon as they can. This is about the central banks.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going into now, new cryptocurrency. That's what they call it, cryptocurrency. Oh, yeah. And it's going to be this video that I want to play, like I said, it basically breaks it down so you guys can understand what they're going to exactly set up through the world economy. This video was played there, so I actually got my hands on it. So people can understand. I actually, like I said, I have a partner that I deal with that actually knows the lawyer here in the United States to help write this whole thing together. It's the new AI technology, which is already being involved into a lot of stuff. Right now, you have the AI on Google, Internet. What is it, Bixby? What's the other one? What's the other one, the Bixby one for Google? What you call it, Alexa? This is where we're going. So that's why I call it cryptocurrency. So, again, I want to ask, I know it's kind of late. It's already 1 in my time, Eastern Standard Time. As a matter of fact, don't the hour go back or forward tonight? I know I think time does go forward or back tonight, right?
We spring forward, far back.
Okay. So I go forward. So we're in the forward time now. So we back. And since we were talking about this, I thought we was going to stop doing this. I thought they was trying to figure out how not to do this daylight saving time. I thought they was going to try to end it in the United States because there was a lot of traditions that was going on, but seemingly that's still being talked about. They have not talked about that. But like I said, again, I don't want to play it this week because I'd really like to play this and I'd like for people to comment after they hear it. Make their comment and have a fresh idea pick to say what they feel about this and where this is going, because this has a lot to do with the money system future here in the United States. Not just in the United States, around the world.
Right.
They're going to do away with money altogether. That's what I'm trying to say. They're going to get rid of cash. They're going to get rid of you have power to have cash. You won't have that no more with this. This is going to eliminate this. What it helps out is you have a business. And if y'all go to banks today and, let's say you pay your bills and use your banker pull from the debit card and your credit card, usually the merchants doesn't get the money. It takes a time period for them to get the money, a week, a couple of days before they get it. But with this actually goes straight to the merchants because the AI technology will say, boom, I take that $50 and now you just paid from due to your bank to this merchant right now.
But do you know how hard and confusing that's going to be? So here's the thing. So you think about the people. You think about people our age, then little people a little bit older. They already don't trust the bank. And now they got to go to a currency that they know nothing about. They've heard horror stories about the cryptocurrency, going under. What they say the coins are worth, they're not. They inflate
this
coins.
Is not crypto. Now, this is what I got to make sure I explain this right. This is not cryptocurrency. You're going to get rid of that. They're not trying to get Bitcoin. This is not the same thing. This is something that they're creating that's basically their own currency, the new currency of the world, where the government, mama government, will be able to actually work and this will be more set up for the banks. So when you be able
to
go.
And undoubtedly, then it's not going to be called crypto then. Because
it's
that's
they call it crypto. For some reason, they call it. they have the name. When I play the video, y'all hear the name of it. But it's not crypto, as what we say cryptocurrency, what we're talking about, Bitcoin. This is talking about completely new money system. Completely. And they're going to pull everybody in. And how they pull people in, they might even...
That ain't gonna happen no time soon.
Yeah, not in our lifetime. When you
They're doing it now. They already have this already droned out.
Okay.
I think China. This is what I'm saying. China and these countries and Russia are kind of in the mix. That's why I said this is why the 2025 thing, and it's real close. The mechanics are already here.
Check it out.
But like I said, I want to play it.
That's confusing because you're confusing crypto. Money now, cryptocurrencies is already. I mean, if you look, you see cryptocurrency. They're already using cryptocurrencies various places. But you know, and then they're also bidding on. And I don't know where they're coming with another cryptocurrency. And then they're using that. That is confusing. And then I just think that they're just a long shot. You know, I think they're selling wood.
This is what y'all see. Yeah, I'm just telling y'all, call it. It's going to give a name. I'll let y'all hear it when we play this video. You will hear what the system is about. You will get it. It will break it down. It will tell you how this is going to work, what's the future, where it is. Basically, this changes the. This is makes it where the government and the central banks have control over the money. Where you, if you spend, let's say you go to McDonald's and you buy your burger from McDonald's with your debit card, that money will be pulled out. That's the AI technology that's going to be actually working and everything. Now, like I said, I don't want to give too much out because I want y'all to hear it and let y'all hear what this stuff. This is not a live kind of way. This is going to happen real soon. They're trying to make this happen soon as hell because now you have central banks following. They got banks that's asking for bailouts, so they already knew this was coming. Mm-hmm. We're already in what we call an economic storm as we speak. This is why this has already been put in play. They just had a forum about this about a month ago. They already talked about this. What I'm getting the product, what I'm hearing y'all here is what they heard already, and they've been working on these things for years. Now they find the perfected, what they're going to do. Trust me. I'm going to let y'all know they have ways economically to get pull you older folks and your younger folks involved and get to do this. They're going it's not something that you're going to say, oh, it's going to be complicated for you to get into. No, they're going to change the currency. You're going to be able to get stuff, and it's going to be able to work. I just want to play this video so bad, but next week I'll do it. So when y'all hear it, I want y'all to listen to it clearly. And at the end, we'll talk about it, see where it go, and you see the ups and the bads and about it. But it will be coming. It is coming in this future sense. Set it. It is coming real soon. Right. They have already set it up. They have it. The Biden government has been put through the Democrats. They've been pushing this on the Republicans. And the Republicans kind of was on the fence on it. But now they more or less came aboard on it. The world has came aboard on it. Except China and Russia right now, which is trying. That's the ones that really was pushing it.
Davis Jr. So, I'm trying to see here. We'll do that story next week, baby. Okay.
So do we have any other entertainment news to talk about? Anything else that popped off this weekend?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And by the way, I think y'all were talking about Janet Jackson and she's doing her retirement tour. This is actually not her retirement tour. What it is that her contract is ending at Live Nation. So Live Nation is up to date where they're going to reveal her concert. But the company that I'm tied in with and I'm friends with right now, which is XOD, Experience on Demand. Well, Experience on Demand Live here on the air. There's a lot of companies out there who actually have been talking to Janet Jackson by doing virtual tours. This is the next step of evolution that has already came here. This is here now. Let y'all all know this. You now can use your phone and assume real soon to be able to see these folks perform in your own home as a hologram. That's the next thing that's going to happen. So, and there are going to be virtual tours. when you're talking about virtual tours, that person can be playing in L.A., and you can see them in your bedroom. So they don't have to do so many tours. They don't have to get on the road, and die on the road. So these are the next technologies pushing left for those kind of people. Mm-hmm. So really, why I'm bringing up Janet Jackson, she's one of the subjects that actually have been talking to these folks about doing virtual tours. So no, her music career is not over. Her touring season is not over. It's just that Live Nation and them are coming to agreement to end. This is her contract ends with Live Nation. They have contracts when they do tours. Well, y'all got that, Six Eyes?
Yes, we do.
You got that. So.
Also, hold on. Sammy Davis Jr., don't ever interrupt me again, okay?
Hey, Sammy, how you doing, man? This is Sammy Davis Jr.
Hey, there, baby.
How did you come up out of the grave, man? But hey, real story, man. Did y'all know I got a chance before I been waiting before he passed? I got a chance to talk to Sammy Davis Jr. when I was a child.
Hey, he woke me up for this. Hey, I've been sleeping since 89. Hold on.
The Rat Pack, man.
Gingerbread man, hey, Six Eyes. And thank you, Sammy. Thank you. You got it, baby. All
hey,
right.
Sammy Davis, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm fine. How are you, ATL? And don't ever interrupt me again when I'm singing, all right?
Hey, when did you come back to life?
Well, I just came back a little while ago. Someone had their cocoa sitting here, so I just drink it.
You well, drink yeah. and came back. Well, you know you basically bones really now. So how you get your skin back?
Oh. Smart ass. Okay, hold on. Six Eyes, take care of them. I got you, Sammy.
Hold on, Six Eyes. You can't defend a dead person, can you?
Wow.
I mean, he's in the grave, buddy. You know, he's been there long. I mean, trust me, Sammy, we miss you, man. But you know this is a bad thing for you walking. You know.
I come back.
You know,
and here, listen. This is for you.
Hey, I mean, if you can come back, then why are MLK and everybody else that came back? Because I don't know why you coming back now. Because we need to go dig up some people if that's the case. Oh, now you a clone?
What y'all doing?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm trying to figure this out. Hey, can y'all answer that question?
How is Sammy Davis Jr. live on the phone when he have a date in the grave?
Well, listen, anything is possible. We bring people back. I mean,
I don't know about that. I mean, Jesus Christ. I said, he come back. Where's Jesus at? Nah, no Jesus coming back now. Six? Is that six? Sammy Davis didn't kill you, did he? He didn't take you in that grave, did he? Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's not a good thing.
Oh, no. But anyway, let's talk about Sammy Davis Jr., man. One of the most extraordinary gentlemen, one of the first most fascinating dancers who icons international itself. A lot of people get lost on him, but if it wasn't for no Sammy Davis, there would never be James. There would never be James Brown. There would never be half of our entertainers performing there because of Sammy Davis. Sammy Davis was a very unique child. At a young child age, he was one of the most fascinating.
So breaking news, we lost Robert Blake, and in memory of Mr. Blake, here it is.
Don't do it. 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 Don't do the time. Don't do it. Keep your eyes on the back.
Rest in peace, Robert Blake from the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's Pride and Joy and Evangelist Clayton singing background.
Don't do it. Don't run your feet down no dead end.
Dead end feet.
Just keep your eyes on it. When the don't do me dirt, or you're gonna get hurt. Don't run away till you hear what I say.
Don't do it.
You can go to sleep after this because I hear you yarning.
Ain't gonna fight with a thing in sight.
All right. Rest in peace, Robert Blake from Six Eyes Radio Network. All right.
Rest in peace.
You down there with Sammy Davis. I don't know how Sammy Davis got up, but, you know, I'm trying to figure that one out.
I can wake some more people up. Who do you want me to wake up?
It's your time to figure that one out right now. We got to – my mind, I'm trying to – I just remember the last time I spoke to Sammy Davis, man. I just – He wasn't, man.
Oh, well.
Boy, Sammy came up out of the grave, man. What date is this again? I got to remember this. At 1:30, no, at 1:47, Sammy Davis was on the Six Eyes Radio Network. March 11th. I got a program this coming up.
But
he died in the 90s.
I'll wake some more people up.
Besides, you woke up. No, hold on.
Wait, Luther Vandross, that's why you wake somebody up.
Six Eyes. Hold on. You got powers to wake these people up? Who's this?
Who else you want me to wake up?
Who do you wake up? No, don't do that. No, that's not right. Sisters, you can't wake up James Brown. No, that's not good. This is bad, Six Eyes. When did you find out you can wake these people up? Oh no. What do these people got on? I'm Six Eyes. Did they got clothes? I'm asking you. What these guys got on? How are you waking them up? Are they just? Do they have a body or what?
Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down.
Oh no, not Nat King Cole. No.
Old Blue Eyes.
You hurting us, man. No, don't do this, man. Don't go down this road, man. No. We gotta leave these people alone. Let them rest in peace. We gotta let them rest in peace. Let's get some people who are alive.
Who else you want me to wake up?
No, don't wake up nobody. Just bring somebody online that's alive. Don't bring them on dead people. No, don't wake them up. Let them stay rest in peace. That's why I say rest in peace. Oh, boy. Boy, I got to go talk to some people about this tonight. I remember this in 11, man. Nat, you brought James Brown back. You brought Nat King Cole back. Sammy Davis. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then you came to tell me what they had on. This is bad. This is very bad. I don't even know if they had clothes on or they were skins and bones. We don't. Were they just bones? I mean, just thinking about it, man. It's just bones. All right, that's cool. Bruno Mars, man. Hey, man, it's all on you, bro. I know we're in bad times now, y'all. We're in bad times now. We can wake up the dead people to walk on and they don't have no clothes on and they don't have no food. They ain't both. They come on the Six Eyes Radio Network and start talking.
They don't move on about the either.
I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. We doomed in this world. We doomed. We are doomed.
Alexa, what time?
Now, these people are here.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm just still trying to get over the Nat. I'm just trying to get over the Nat King Cole. My God, and Sammy Davis and the James Brown. Jesus Christ. Oh. I gotta go watch the Chris Rock special now because that gave me a headache. Now I gotta figure out how to watch. I gotta go watch something. But by the way, we have not even talked about that one. That's a great issue to talk about.
The time has changed already.
I believe it has.
Yeah, because it's 1:59 now. So yeah, time to change.
Yeah, change
that. Who you want to wait?
But hey, hold on. Don't break the. We got to talk about something. We have not talked about this, and I think we need to talk about this. It's been up there. It's been controversial.
Have you all heard of the new artist called E. Realist and Dyra J? Have y'all heard of them?
What's the name?
E. Realist. E as in E, the letter E.
It's 2 o'clock.
And Realist. R-E-A-L-I-S-T. E. Realist. And Dyra J. D-A-I-R-I-J. Dyra J. They're new artists. They have a new hit song that came out the 2023, January 2023. His name is E. Realist. Their name, E. Realist and Dyra J. And they have a song called Good Thing.
I think I don't heard
of Dyra J. They have a song called Good Thing. Good Thing. Mm-hmm.
If I play it, you go
to New York R&B. What category of music are they? R&B. What category?
He sounds more like King George. He sounds that King George.
That's gospel. It's gospel, right?
No, King George. No, not gospel. No, King George is saying. Keep on rolling.
Okay.
And
I think you're talking about now.
Yeah. You got a song called Keep on Rolling.
We'll get to that song. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna look to see if I can find it. But I do need to ask all y'all. Y'all need to make a comment about this. Everyone's been putting pressure on me about this. What did y'all? And I don't know if any of y'all seen the special. What did y'all think of the response of Chris Rock responding to the slap on his special from Will Smith, and how he talked, and also how he talked about, I don't know if anyone heard all of it, but he talked very bad about Will Smith's wife.
Yeah, because he talked about her affair and everything.
He went all in. And,
yeah, I didn't get a chance to look at that yet, check it out. But I knew it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Right, so Netflix, and it's a lot of, I have not seen it much. I haven't got a chance to watch it. But the response been answered about it. A lot of people said he went way too far.
Right.
To respond. Well,
can we see about it? Anybody put it up on YouTube yet?
You can. I think we should pull it up next week. We can pull it up next week and we'll play it, including the other one that we got to play next week, which is about the banker thing, and I'm definitely going to play that. I think next week we'll do that. I know half of us have not heard everything, but we all know all the stories of the Will Smith situation. I just find it very fascinating that he would take, and I know he was hurt because he's being slapped, but I just find it very badly for him saying the things he said this time. And saying the way he said it was very, like they told me, very distasteful. And some people have recorded that Will Smith needs to go really kick his ass. And I mean, that's what I've heard on social media and everything. And I just think that if he's got issues and Will and him had issues, this right here let you know the issues was more deeper than it ever can be. I would say this, that if anyone would talk about back in the day, somebody's mama, somebody's wife, and somebody daughter to a man, most of the time that's a death sentence. You see what I'm saying? And calling out their names, which is very disrespectful.
Oh, no, yeah.
May I say
No, yeah, he called me out. Saying, that's why I'm letting y'all know. The names was being called. And I just thought that that was, for him to do a special like that to respond, he could have responded in a lot better fashion than he responded. The response was very undistasteful. I would put my hands on my young little child. Hey, make sure when we play this that Chad and them are not listening to this. I don't want them young kids hearing the things that he said about women, because I have respect for my women. All women that I come across should be treated as highly respected, and they're queens. They should never be put in a world position where they're being called a name like that. Definitely from
may I
any
say something?
Standpoint. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
May I say something? I want to say something. Because
yes,
before we jump to conclusion in social media, you know, we know social media like to hype things up to be something that they're not. You know, and before we have our own conclusion and everything, I also heard that Jada was divorcing, where they heard Will Smith was divorcing, you know, and acquiring this. So I'm just, we don't know, you know, and for us to pass judgment, we don't know what has been said and what has been added and taken away from. And we know social media is like that. You know, people take everything to social media, and then they get a different twist. They get a different twist to things. And we know the devil is busy. Satan come to steal, kill, and to destroy. And if he can put your mind at another pace of an individual, because all our upcoming, you know, we don't watch Will Smith, and we don't watch Chris Rock, and we don't watch other comedians and actors and so forth as well too. So before we speak and make a judgment, pass a judgment on an individual man or a woman, you know, get the whole scenario, not of what we're hearing and what others saying, because others twist things. So until have you all twisted and have you saying things that you don't know. And mom and pop and them always told us, if you wasn't there, you ain't here, you ain't see it for yourself. You know, don't pass judgment on an individual, because you can be all twisted and wrong. So we don't know. We don't know what the deal is, you know, and then they're going to put out what they want to put out anyway. You know, and every man has a right to their own thing, to what they think about certain things. But before we go to twisting things and saying what the media is saying and what the social media is saying, and we know that's the highlight of everybody's life, that they put everything out there on social media, and then they you know, especially them that venting out on one another, you go into the media to the platform where everybody in everybody's business knows the people being nosy in everybody's business and adding to and taking away from. That's all I got to say. I'm completed.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Clayton. This is why we have the elders of the Six Eyes Radio Network sit at their feet and learn something.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got Will Smith with us. Calm down, Will.
thanks, Evangelist Clayton. Thanks, Queen. Yeah. Chris Rock, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Uh-huh. You heard that. Tomorrow, get your praise on without leaving the house. The Six Eyes Gospel Show, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. The Six Eyes Radio Network, 424-243-9617. You've enjoyed kicking it with Six Eyes ATL. Pride and joy, Evangelist Clayton, Nicole, Mikkel, the Wolfgang, the rest of the world. I want to thank you all for listening.
Amen. Amen. Before we close, I just have prayer. Amen.
Absolutely.
Miss Mikkel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come
humbly as we know how, God. You laid Miss Nakelvis on a mind, God, and we just pray, God, that you continue to comfort her, God, and you continue to comfort their family. Lord, and you just continue to comfort 6 Eyes Radio Network and the crew as a whole, Father God, each and every member, Father God. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. But let us, Father God, continue to hold fast to your unchanging hand. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us continue to encourage and just to trust you, God, that you know what you're doing, God. And, Lord, just continue to enlighten Ms. Nakel that everything is going to be all right and that you hold the key in your hands, God. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. And if there's any other among us that may be experiencing or going through, Father God, physical challenges, going through challenges, Lord, we know, God, that you're that same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Now, Lord, we ask that you continue to keep your hedge of protection around 6 Eyes Radio Network, Father God, and each and every member, God, and whatever that they stand in the need of, meet every need according to your will, that your will be done, God. And we ask, God, for your double portion of your increase in Jesus Christ's name that we ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for that beautiful prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much for praying for me and my family.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. We love you. Absolutely.
We love you
too. Thank you.
If I try to get some rest.
Yes, sir.
And I would sing for y'all, but with that prayer, gonna let everybody go to sleep and just enjoy the sleep. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's right.
All right. Well, good night, America.
Take good night, care. Everyone. Good night.
You just enjoyed the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Good night, America.